Podium A, right here.
14 years you don't do this.
14 years, that's right. Well, listen, I'm fired up to be here. Being able to talk to you guys, we're getting everything moved in at Kansas City and getting settled down a little bit, and look forward to this whole process that we're going through here with the combine and with all the personnel decisions that need to be made and in the next few months here. So John Dorsey and I have had an opportunity to spend quite a little bit of time together here over the last few weeks, and he's had an opportunity to also have the scouts in for a couple of weeks and meet with them. So the process is in full movement ahead, and we'll just see how things work out as the time goes on.
Can you give us an evaluation of the quarterbacks that you currently have on your roster?
Well, I have. I've had an opportunity to go through and look at the quarterbacks. I think Scott Pioli did a good job of bringing guys in that give us an opportunity to win games with some of the guys that are there. And but again, we're going to go through the whole process of looking at the college kids that are here and free agency, and then any possible trade possibilities that come up.
How similar is this situation to 99? Took over 3 wins, even over 2 wins. Do you kind of like the challenge of taking a team that's on the bottom and, you know, starting over?
Well, yeah, it's a great challenge. I've had a chance to meet some of the players, and they're anxious to move forward. I think Romeo did a nice job of building a good foundation there, and then it's my responsibility to build on that and take it to that next level. So that's what we're doing. Is it similar to taking over at Philadelphia? It is similar. And again, it is a challenge, and I love that. I love that opportunity.
Andy, Dwayne Bowe, whether it's as a franchise guy or a long-term contract, will he be playing for the Chiefs next year?
Well, we're going through that right now. Free agency kicks off here in a little bit, and we'll see what happens before free agency. The main thing is that there is communication there, and then we'll just see how it works out here over the next few weeks.
Can you talk about your relationship with John Dorsey from a short time ago?
Yeah, well, it's a short time together in Kansas City. It's a lot of years before that. We were together for my 7 years in Green Bay, and we were both starting off and starting that climb up that ladder, I guess you'd say. And John has his wife's from Kansas City, so he has vested interest in the city of Kansas City. It was going to take a place like that to where he would leave Green Bay. And so I thought it would be a natural fit for my side. I was hired first, so I felt that'd be a natural fit. And Clark obviously felt the same way. He interviewed him and liked what he brought to the table and thus hired him. Well, listen, I think there's some good talent on that football team. It's important that that we all do our jobs and do it to the best of our ability. I'm saying as coaches and players, so it takes both. And the players that I've talked to, they understand that you got to give up a little to get a positive result. And so as they enter this offseason, they've got to really dedicate themselves, as do the coaches, of pulling this thing together and making the Kansas City Chiefs better.
Andy, there's been a lot of chatter about supposed interest in Nick Foles. Is available to be someone that possibly considered?
Well, he's not available. You just had Howie up here, so I think you know that. But I am glad you asked the question, but I miss that. listen, Nick is the property of the Philadelphia Eagles, so and I think they like him. So
you understand the interest because you drafted him and you had him for the entire season.
Sure. Yeah, well, I drafted him along with Howie, so, you know, and Howie's still there, and I know Howie likes him.
Coach, how comfortable would y'all be handsomely paying Brandon Albert and removing him from another position?
Well, you know, we've just got a we haven't gone through all that. I mean, I had him in because he had been injured, had a fairly significant injury, so that we've got to kind of work through there. So I've got to see how all that works out.
How much time have you put in looking at the quarterbacks in this draft thus far? Have you looked at a lot of the film so far?
Yeah, no, I have. Yeah, I've had an opportunity to start that process and kind of crank through that. So I'm still in the process right now, but it'd be good to meet with a couple of them here. I had a chance to meet with a couple down at the Senior Bowl, so and we'll just take it step by step there.
As a class, do you think it's up to snuff with some other years, or do you feel like it's a different kind of year than we'll see?
Well, listen, you're coming off a phenomenal year of quarterback, so one that doesn't come around very often. But I would tell you there's some good players in there, yeah.
You have a lot of options for the first pick. Talk about Luke Doak.
Yeah, listen, I don't know how much I can say about all these guys right now. I did have a chance to look at him, and I tell you, he's a pretty good football player. I mean, I heard he was a good football player, put on the film, and he was a good football player. So I haven't had an opportunity to meet him, and I look forward to having that opportunity.
Coach, it all starts in your own division. What do you think about the Broncos, Chargers, and Raiders?
I tell you, it's a pretty good division. So the Broncos you know, I'm sure they're probably looking for a quarterback too. You know, he's a pretty good player. I think we know that, and they've got a lot of good players. They got a phenomenal coach, and you see what happened in San Diego with the hiring there. Mike is he's a heck of a football coach, great offensive mind. He's got a quarterback that's a good football player, and he's got good surrounding cast. So, you know, and then you look at Oakland. And they're a good football team. Reggie's building that thing up and doing a nice job there. So I think there's great competition in there. Obviously, we didn't do very well last year in that conference. So it's we've got our work cut out for us.
Well,
listen, yeah, I mean, you're gonna sit. We're gonna evaluate everything, but. We're just not going to give it away, right? Yeah. So we'd have to see what people threw our way, and it's a pretty valuable pick, I'd say.
Hey, Andy, you talked about why you hired Josh. Was Tom Hackford on the consideration at all? He's got a relationship with you.
Listen, John Schneider is a heck of a GM, but he's in Seattle. That's all right. No, that's all right. John Dorsey. John Dorsey is very good at what he does, and Tom Hecker's phenomenal at what he does. I just saw it as it went that John was the best fit for, you know, for the Chiefs. So. Well, listen, I think you probably put him in any offense, and he's going to do a heck of a job. He's a very good running back, and I probably a lot of coaches in this league that would like to have him. He's a heck of a player, so I'm not going to change that. I'm going to give him an opportunity to do his thing and do what he does best, and look forward to working with him.
Yeah, you were just asked about trade pick in 99. Obviously, you took a guy who was one of the greatest players in Eagles history. You don't get these top five picks very often. Just talk about how much of an impact getting this pick right, a top five pick, can make on a franchise moving forward over the next decade.
Yeah, listen, Ruben, you know that you want to make the right pick. You don't want to force yourself into a position or any of that. You want to take the right guy that fits in the best for what you do. And so you go through. I mean, most of the questions have been asked about the quarterback position, but it's important that we go through and evaluate everybody. And then you have that number. You don't go for need. You go for who the best player is or who you perceive the best player to be, and then you put them in there, and that's what you go with.
Is it top five too early to pick a guard in the NFL?
Yeah, you go with the best player. So if the best player is the guard, then you go with the guard, right? So I think it's important that you look at it that way. And if you don't, that's where the mistakes take place, I think.
Andy, when you had the second pick in 99,
different kind of draft because it was perceived as being really deep in quarterbacks. You needed one. But did you give any thought before that draft of entertaining the possibility of trading down?
Well, Dom, you were there, so I mean, well, Coach Dicka, you know, made yeah, that was a pretty big offer, and we looked at all of those. I mean, we looked at all the offers. We felt that that pick was an important pick, and we had an opportunity to pick up Donovan there, and it worked out pretty good for us. But we did. We looked at all the different options and kind of weighed them out.
Two more questions.
Brandon Albert looking at him physically. Are you satisfied, short term, long term, that he's healthy?
Yeah, we're kind of going through that whole thing right now. So he came in, our doctors were able to evaluate him. We're talking through it, and we'll kind of reconvene after we're done with this, the week down here, and then go back and talk about it a little bit more.
Andy, you were with Pat Shermer a long time. How do you think, obviously, you're not in Philly, but how do you think that'll work out with him and Chip, and what are your thoughts just on his ability?
Well, listen, I think Pat's tremendous, and I think Chip is a phenomenal football coach, so I think it worked out great for the Philadelphia Eagles. I thought that was very important. I mean, I'd be foolish to tell you anything different than that. I care about ownership there. I care about those players. You want them to have the best possible situation that they can have so they can win football games. And so I'm very happy that they got Chip and Pat and the rest of the coach they got. I thought they did a heck of a job of bringing people in and giving themselves an opportunity to win football games. So, that organization was way too good to me to feel any different than that.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, Ed.